Hi, Shell and Neville, FIR listeners. This is Michael Netzley in Singapore. This week in Asia, it has been an exciting weekend. The Singapore F1 was just completed about 20 minutes before this recording. Congratulations to Vettel on taking the checkered flag this year. And earlier today, it was quite an honor to have Aung San Suu Kyi from Myanmar, also known as the Lady, speak at Singapore Management University. And if you're interested, I'll be sure to share the link to her talk in the show notes. But this week, I would like to share something a little different than my typical submission. There are two academic articles which have come out that I think are worth the attention of pretty much every professional communicator out there. Now, the first article is titled, "Anger is More Influential Than Joy, Sentiment Correlation in Weibao." Now, this is a research study that was conducted at the State Key Laboratory of Software Development Environment in Beijing. And what they did is they looked at Weibao and the emotional content. They did sentiment analysis and tried to find out exactly how different emotions would play out online. And for now, I'm going to take a quote from the abstract to share what it is that was found. According to the authors, quote, "We find the correlation of anger among users is significantly higher than that of joy, which indicates that angry emotion could spread more quickly and broadly in the network. While the correlation of sadness is surprisingly low and highly fluctuated. Moreover, there is a stronger sentiment correlation between a pair of users if they share more interaction, and users with large numbers of friends possess more significant sentiment influence to their neighborhoods." Now, that I think is very, very interesting. They looked at a series of different emotions, and simply put, in terms of the emotional content that spread, it was anger that spread most rapidly, and if you also spread most broadly, and if you were in effect tweeting, I don't think we would say weibaoing, if you were in fact messaging more frequently, then that correlation of anger disseminating more broadly became an even stronger correlation. Now, I will share the link to this online. This is a question that I've had around networks for quite a long time. You might recall the book from Professor Christakis called Connected. Professor Christakis has done some research also looking at how emotions spread in networks. And in terms of what I've been working on in Singapore, this does not surprise me at all to see that a very compelling emotion such as anger could drive messages across the network, could be correlated to their spread. Now, the second study comes from, of all places, West Point. And the title here is very academic, "A Scalable Heuristic for Viral Marketing Under the Tipping Model." Now, can we translate that into English? What these researchers did was they looked at seed sets. And how is it that you could go about choosing a seed set for a message in hopes that this message would then spread throughout the network and go viral? Now, what the authors are claiming here is that their method for identifying this seed set has a very strong likelihood that if followed, that the message will go viral and scale to very large networks. And they even go so far to say that their approach finds a, quote, "set of nodes that guarantees spreading to the entire network under the tipping model," end quote. Now, I maybe have mentioned this over the years. I've certainly been a pessimist when it comes to the tipping model. I would never go for so far as to say that it's wrong, but I've not yet been convinced that it's right. This is, I think, a very interesting piece of research that could speak to the validity of the tipping point model. And if this is, in fact, replicated by other researchers, knowing how to seed something so that it goes viral, knowing that different emotions can compel that message across the network more broadly, these are some profound findings from researchers and definitely worth our attention. I'll make sure that these are in the show notes, and that is the news this week from Asia. This has been Michael Netzley in Singapore, and until next week, take care.